Good evening. Welcome to worship. This is the Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Rochester, Minnesota, and I know that many of you are watching online, and so I thank you for joining us for worship. Here at Emmanuel, our Lenten theme this year is called Faith Stories, and so we've been listening to the faith stories from Scripture, and we've also been listening to the faith stories of members of our congregation and dear friends, and tonight you have the privilege of being able to hear the faith story of a new friend in my life, and her name is Jana Petzenoski. And so good to have you with us, Jana. I know you're in for a real treat, and I pray that God will open your heart to hear the words that she has to speak tonight. Secondly, I want to remind our listeners, too, that every day at 4:31 p.m., we have prayer time here in Rochester, in the United States, throughout the world. We're inviting people to join us in prayer. It's based on Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Peter and the apostles were released from jail, and immediately the church assembled. And when they had prayed, the place that they were gathered was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak the word of God with boldness. And so we invite you to be bold. We invite you to be courageous in Christ Jesus and to join us in prayer each day as we ask for God's peace and an end of this pandemic. Thanks for joining us for worship. Our service begins on page 2 of our bulletin. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power. Resurrect us from the dead. Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn,
in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song.
Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way,
loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless days.
The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Our psalmody for tonight is Psalm 141, Women Group 1, following my wife Julie, and Men Group 2, following myself.
Up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. Oh God, I call to you.
Oh God, I call to you.
Oh,
come to me now.
Incense
before you,
the lifting up of my hands,
as an offering to you.
Keep watch within me, God.
Keep watch within me, God.
Deep
in my heart, may the light of your love be burning.
Incense
before you,
the lifting up of my hands,
as an offering to you.
All praise to the God of all,
praise to the God of all,
Creator
of life.
All praise
be to Christ and the Spirit of
Lord.
Incense before you,
the
lifting up of my
hands,
as an offering to you.
Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord, and let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen.
The scripture reading chosen for this evening is a portion of Psalm 139, a psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, you are still with me. Our scripture reading for tonight. And now I invite Jana to come and to share her faith story with us.
Thank you. See those women over there? You're not as good as them. There's something wrong with you. You're not a good mother, and you never will be. You're inadequate. You're worthless. No one will respect you or even like you if they find out what a terrible person that you are. Never, ever, ever tell anyone your secret. These are the messages that I fed myself again and again for over 20 years. I was a believer in Christ and had been since I was 20 years old, but I lived in a bondage of fear because of my past actions, and that is exactly where Satan wanted me to stay. For years, I felt God tugging on my heart, asking me to surrender my secret to him and come out of the darkness and to use it for his glory. But I ran from his gentle prompting. I ran from God. It was just too hard to face. And one day, after reading Psalm 56:4, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? God's Spirit beckoned me to consider, and he said, Jana, in view of eternity, what can mortal man do to you? Nothing. You don't need to be bound by fear and shame anymore. Tell your secret. Yes, Lord. So like most of us, my story starts in my childhood. My parents were not Christians. My mom divorced when I was 3 and remarried when I was 6. And at that point, we became a blended family with 4 children. My stepdad was in the Navy, and we traveled around a lot. My parents encouraged independence at a very young age, and we were taught the value of working hard, and we were expected to work for everything that we got. We were often left on our own, and we didn't really have any rules or values imposed on us at all. So when I turned 16, and I was oh so wise in the ways of the world, I broke free from what little authority my parents had over me, and I left their home. At that point, I lived in hotels, I slept in cars, I was on the street, I stayed with friends, and then I finally moved in with my boyfriend. We partied all the time. Often, I didn't know where my next meal would come from. And even though I was doing whatever I wanted, I was unhappy, and my life was ruled by fear and uncertainty. I eventually dropped out of high school, not being able to keep up with my classes, and I got pregnant. And I had an abortion. And I got pregnant again, and I had another abortion. And this is my secret. I repressed many of the details surrounding my abortions. In fact, I can't even tell you how old I was or how far apart they were. I do know that I was somewhere between the ages of 17 to 19. But there are a few details surrounding this time of my life that I will never forget. I remember feeling shocked and terrified when I found out that I was pregnant. How could I possibly be a mother? I was just a girl myself, and I was such a mess. And I remember feeling so alone and desolate, not believing that I had anybody to turn to who understood what I was going through. And I remember laying on the cold, hard metal table, starting to sob uncontrollably when the procedure started, and the abortionist just impatiently chastised me and told me to be quiet and to lay still. And at that time, I never received any counseling pre or post-abortion. They just took my money, took my children, and sent me on my way. I left the abortion clinic a shell of a human being. And I remember rationalizing with myself, thinking it can't be wrong, right? I mean, it's legal after all, and it's just a blob of tissue. Everyone was doing it, and I was never told otherwise that it was wrong. But I still knew in my heart that something wasn't right, because why else did I feel so bad? My abortions caused tremendous self-loathing. And the moment I walked out of the abortion clinic, I was bound by the shame of what I had done. I never thought twice about the long-term effects that the abortions would have on me. I always thought that when it was done, my life would be, everything would just go back to normal, because that's really the message that I wanted to believe. But that's far from what happened. I spiraled downhill from there, going deeper into a lifestyle of drugs and destructive behavior. I hardened my heart to be able to cope with the pain. I was even more depressed, with no purpose or direction in life. And that is until I became pregnant again. This time, I chose life for my child, even though I was terrified and I didn't know how I was going to manage. I just knew that I could not go through with the horror of another abortion. And a few months after my son, Oliver, was born, I had the strength to leave the abusive relationship that I was in. I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the time, and my mom was moving up to Alexandria, Minnesota, and I decided that I was going to move with her, leave all my friends and that lifestyle behind. And it was in this new environment that God tenderly used my third child to woo me to himself. And I vividly remember the moment that I recognized that there was a God. I was rocking my son to sleep one night, admiring his really cute little ears. And God lovingly and firmly declared his creation through the sweet, delicate features of my newborn son, and I was broken. There is a God. I admitted this for the first time ever. I was desperate for change and for the chance to offer more for my son, but I also knew that I didn't know how, and I couldn't do it on my own. And I had a vague memory of the song, Jesus Loves Me, that I had learned years before when I had attended church with an elementary school friend. And so, Jesus, I cried out, help me. And I sat there broken and overwhelmed with the future of being a single mom, and the tears just streamed down my face and fell onto my sleeping baby, and I was just so desperate. And that next day, I told my mom that I wanted to start going to church. And she was surprised, but she agreed to go with me. So not knowing where to go, we just opened up the phone book, and we started looking through the options, and there was a lot. But we decided to start with a Catholic church because we'd heard of them before, and we thought that might be a safe place to start. So we went to the service, and I left feeling like maybe that wasn't the best fit for us. So back to the phone book. And then the next week, we went to a Pentecostal church. So I look back at this now, and I find it very funny because these two churches are completely different. And we left that service honestly stunned, and I was a tad frightened because I'd never really gone to church before, but that didn't deter us. So back to the phone book. But in the meantime, some Jehovah's Witnesses were knocking on my door, and I was like, yes, come in. I want to talk to you guys. Like, you know, tell me all about God and everything you know. And a good friend of mine from high school was a Latter-day Saint, so I started writing letters to her mom. And then I was writing letters to my aunt who was a nun. And I was just desperately seeking for some answers and wanting to know if God could help me. And then that next Sunday, we went to Alexandria Christian Church. And the first song that we sang there was, I Come to the Garden. And my mom looked at me and she said, oh, this was my favorite church song when I was little. And that settled it. Our search was done. We were just going to stick with this church for a while, and it turned out to be an amazing community of believers. And a few months later, my mom and I were both baptized into the faith. And when I reflect back on this time of searching in my life, I see that I very easily could have been led astray. And I'm so thankful that God saw my heart and he honored the calling of my heart for the truth. He led me to his word and a family of believers that embraced me for who I was. And mind you, at the time, I had bleached orange hair, and this was 25 years ago in small town Minnesota, and before, you know, colored hair was cool at all. And I had a child in my arms with the father nowhere to be seen. So I definitely got some looks, and I was often judged for my appearance and my circumstances, but this family of believers, they just embraced me wholeheartedly and showed me the truth and the power of God's love. And once I submitted my life to the Lord, it completely changed. When I look back at that period of my life, I feel like I'm talking about a different person, and I don't recognize that girl. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." And this is so, so true, and I'm so thankful for this. Confessing my abortions was the very first thing that I did. I asked God's forgiveness for taking the lives of my children, and I know that I received it. Jesus' blood covers abortion. But my head had a much easier time understanding grace than my heart had accepting it. I jumped head first right into a new life with Christ. I went on my first mission trip to Mexico. I started teaching Sunday school. And one weekend, a Bible college choir came to our church to sing, and I was stunned to learn that there were colleges devoted entirely to studying the Bible. And I was so excited at this revelation. 6 months later, I was signed up and living there, moved down to Rochester, Minnesota, and only being a Christian for 6 months. So I was just a baby in my faith. I did all the things that a good Christian does. I served, I studied, I prayed, I went to church multiple times a week often. But when I would look around at other Christian women, it just seemed like they had a peace that I didn't have. I was always comparing myself to these women, and I always fell short because I had had an abortion and they hadn't. I didn't share this part of my past with many because there's just too much pain, guilt, and shame associated with it. And the more that I kept this in the dark, the more the shame was just heaped on me. That condemning voice would tell me again and again, "You're not worthy." I became active in pro-life groups, but I felt very isolated being around people who were pro-life and valued the life of abortion. Valued the life of the unborn. I, of course, never felt the liberty to share that I had had an abortion. And the condemning voice again would just whisper and remind me what a terrible person that I was. I didn't realize that the pain, guilt, and shame that I had been carrying around for years was weighing me down, keeping me from truly living in the freedom that Christ intended for me. But God knew. And I'm so thankful for the day that He lovingly spoke to me through His word, as it finally gave me the courage to walk in obedience and openly face the pain of my abortions. I participated in the Conquerors Program, which is a post-abortion support group offered through New Life Family Services here in Rochester. This was life-changing for me. Through the Conquerors Program, I began to recognize that I am powerless to heal the damage from my abortions, and only God can make me whole. I learned to address the anger that I was harboring regarding the circumstances surrounding my abortion, and I was so, so angry. And I learned to identify and take those messages of guilt and shame and hold them up to the light of God. Is it true? What does God's word say? And His word says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for he who is in Christ Jesus." And most importantly, I spent time grieving the loss of my children. I never felt like I had the right to grieve them before. My whole being aches for my children, to hold them and just to caress their sweet cheeks. And there's so much comfort in the fact that God has heard my weeping. He holds my grief in His hands, and I know that my children are in His care. And after completing the program, God whispered to me. He said, "Jana, don't waste this pain. Use it for my glory." And He gave me the strength that I needed to face this part of my past, and He has enabled me to use this in my life to help others. I now get the privilege of walking alongside other women as they go through the Conquerors Program and experience this healing and freedom for the first time. It's been a gift for me to open up God's word to them and to help them see the truth of who they are in Christ and to quiet the deceiver's lies. Statistics tells us that 1 in 3 women will have had an abortion by the age of 45. This includes the church, too. Abortion impacts a woman's body, her soul, and her mind for the rest of her life. The simple fact that very few women will actually share that they have had an abortion confirms that. There is a lot of brokenness out there, a lot of suffering, and such a need for the truth of God's word and the freedom that we can experience when we're walking in that truth. And I'm sharing my story with you all this evening, knowing that God can take something as ugly and as terrible as abortion, and he can use it for his glory. He can take this pain and he can turn it into something beautiful. And it's so beautiful, and only our Creator can do that. And I'm determined to stay silent no longer, no matter how hard it might be to share, and it's hard to do sometimes. The more I do it, it's a little bit easier, but it's still hard. And I need to show my scars, not hide them, and to cower from my past as Satan would like me to do. A verse that I've clung to through this process is Psalm 34:5. It says, "Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame." And shame is not who we are in Christ. And I love that the dictionary defines radiant as bright with joy or hope. Yes, I have been transformed by the redeeming power of the cross, and as I step out of the darkness of my shameful past and rest in God's finished work on the cross, I can shine bright with joy and hope, knowing that there is freedom. We currently have a Conquerors group going on right now. We're not meeting in person. We're meeting, via Zoom, or it's not Zoom, it's another application. And we would like to start another Conquerors program as soon as a need arises. And I just want to pray and encourage that if there is anyone listening this evening that has abortion as part of their story in any way, that you would seek to find hope and healing and freedom from the guilt and shame, so that you too can live in the victory that Christ has given us through his blood and death on the cross. A website that you can go and look at to get more information, it's conquerorsafterabortion.org. And a phone number, I'll just give it to you twice here, and we'll also have it probably on the Facebook page, is 612-746-5639. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And as Paul says in Romans 8, in everything God works for good, with those who are called according to his purpose, those who love him. Thank you for loving the Lord. He never gives up on us. The light shines in the darkness. Our greatest darkness, the light shines. We'll continue then with our hymn, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, vision delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, always at rest, I and my Savior am happy. happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Our service continues on page 9 of your bulletin. In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you. You shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through." Glory be to God the Father and to Jesus, Son of God. Glory be to God the Spirit, ever three and ever one. As it was in the beginning, shall be now and evermore. With our hearts we magnify Thee, with one voice we sing, Amen.
We continue with our closing prayers. Mm-hmm.
peace, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Gracious Father, we pray for an end to this pandemic and the coronavirus. Grant comfort and strength and peace and mercy. Grant, O Lord, a vaccine and healing. Grant compassion during these hard days, and remind us that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it. We pray your blessings upon Jana and upon the Conquerors Program, and especially, Lord, upon all the ministries of New Life Family Services. Bless what they do, O Lord, for the sake of life and its sacredness and for the glory of your holy name. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.